Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock. Steve, who is our first contestant, ready to play the big game?
Hello, Tom. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola!
Sober Tom, how are you?
I'm well. How are you guys?
I'm doing well, man. Okay, Tom, you're going to go trick-or-treating. What are you dressing up as? Barney, Robin, Jar Jar Binks, or cardboard chocolate bar?
Robin, I think.
Going as Robin. All right. I went as Robin 1 year.
Are you for real?
Yeah.
Were you partnered with a Batman or you just went solo Robin?
No, I just was solo Robin.
Dude, that's
my mom
worse.
Could make the costume. I told you Batman was too hard to make. She tried to make it the year before.
But you couldn't pick any other superhero?
It was the easiest one for her to make.
So she basically told you, like, hey,
I'm making Robin.
I'm going to do his buddy Robin.
I think I can do Robin.
Look, man, I tried to go as...
Nobody
the
was
only
doing
problem
his
was
buddy Robin.
The mask I had was more of a Mardi Gras style mask. So it was more cat-eyed and had little jewels on it. Forget it. It really happened.
Oh, man.
Holy crime fighters, Batman.
Yeah. I know. All right, Tom.
Batman. Robin's here for the cabaret.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my darling. All right, Tom, here is your question. Cook Strait is off the coast of what nation? Cook Strait.
I'm going to say Chile.
Canada.
I'll say Russia.
New Zealand.
Mm-hmm. He was everywhere.
Yeah, he was everywhere.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he's
I get everywhere, man.
He was
that's
all
almost
over,
why they call him a great explorer.
Well, that's a great point.
All right, Laffy Taffy.
So, like, for example, there's the Captain Cook Hotel in yeah. Anchorage.
Yes.
So he's obviously right. In Alaska. Mm-hmm. Then there's the Cook stuff all over Hawaii.
Right.
I mean, that dude, he was...
Or did he just get lost on his boat, kept bumping, like, hey, man, I'm just trying to get back to
even
Europe.
Even if you're going across the Pacific, how do you just randomly bump into Hawaii?
I don't know. I mean, how do you get that lucky?
I mean, that's what I'm saying. The Pacific is so vast.
Right. And
then you
Hawaii
just happen
takes
to
so little space.
To stumble upon these islands?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
Well, he could have been out there for years.
You know what? That's true. Like, I've been here for 7 freaking years, man. I had to find something. All right, Tom, question number 2 for you. What actor played Star Wars Jedi Mace Windu?
That's a real name.
Yeah.
Oh, is that Samuel L. Jackson?
One and done.
Yeah, who's laughing now, Ted? You tell Samuel L. Jackson. I think your name's funny.
Mace Windu? Mace Windu.
Now, the thing is, he didn't change his acting style at all, which is just weird, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, everyone in Star Wars, they act a certain way. And Samuel, I mean, still, like, he's a Jedi, and he's still, you're waiting for him to drop a mother effort.
Well, Harrison Ford was still Harrison Ford.
Yeah,
Billy
but
D.
he
Williams
created.
Was still Billy D.
But
Williams.
Here's the thing. We did not know who Harrison Ford was before Star Wars. Mm-hmm. So no matter what he did, we're like, right, that's Han Solo. That's who he's going to be. Billy D. Williams, I did not really know who he was until Empire Strikes Back. My parents knew who he was because I remember they chuckled when he showed up on screen.
Carrie Fisher was a smart ass in real life.
Yeah, she was a tough little thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, good point.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the men's room.
Kill your girl and your
Ghostly Johnson, boo, bitches!
Boo.
I like that you changed it for Halloween. Johnson.
Yeah, Jeff's on it.
Jeff, are you sober or not sober?
The one time I'll do it. Team not sober.
What are you doing over there, drinking a Men's Room IPA?
No, I usually save that for Fridays, but it's always in the fridge.
All right. Thinking about handing some of those out to the adults during trick-or-treating.
Nice.
I actually got hooked up last year, man.
You're handing them out. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm not handing mine out.
All right, Jeff, what are you dressing up as? Barney, Robin, Jar Jar Binks, or a cardboard chocolate bar?
I'm only choosing this because I'm going off of this meme that had a picture of, like, Barney underneath a streetlight holding a knife, and it said, like, the chances of getting stabbed by Barney in the dark are extremely low, but never zero, so we're going Barney.
Barney.
Remember that, kids. All right. Here is your question. How many dice are used in a game of Yahtzee?
Six.
Five.
That makes a Yahtzee.
Did you guys enjoy that game when you
were Love it.
No.
Really?
No. Oh.
I feel like adults played it all the time. They try to rope us kids into it. My brother enjoyed it. I was just like, man, this
wasn't my jam either.
Yeah. I just didn't.
Really?
No.
Yeah.
Yahtzee just reminds me of, what's the movie? Scary Movie 3, where it's like, Anna Faris, can't remember her character, and she comes up on the guy, and he's like, he's passed out on the table. He's like, I don't know, we were playing a fun game. He's like, he looks at him, like, Yahtzee, oh boy! He, like, pops back up and smacks his head and knocks himself back out.
I think that's what most people think of when they think of Yahtzee.
I love Yahtzee.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. When's the last time you played, do you think?
Probably 3 years ago.
Oh, really? Recently? Damn, okay. All right, your question. According to the old saying, an ounce of what is worth a pound of cure? Weed, man.
I don't think that's the new saying. Sugar?
An ounce of sugar.
Is it prevention?
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. But I like sugar.
I thought it was a pound of treatment.
Wow, man, you're really dark.
Yeah.
I mean, a cure, you're cured. Treatment, like, you're not cured. You got to come back, buddy.
Yeah. I'm trying to make money on these people.
Your question, how many candles are on a menorah?
Is it nine?
Boom.
It is nine. Very good.
Hurry on, guys.
Yeah, see you, man. Because it's the one candle to candles.
You light that for everything.
Right, because there's eight crazy nights.
Yeah, so that's exactly how it's described in the Old Testament.
Eight crazy nights.
So the first night of Hanukkah, there's two candles lit.
Correct.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 round.
That whole holiday season, big on the candles.
Hanukkah for sure. Well, Christmas, yeah.
Because you have the Advent candles.
Right.
You light one to start it, and then, as you go along weeks.
You know what sucks about Hanukkah, honest to God? The eight different gifts. Like, if you were in charge of getting me eight gifts, you could do it. It just takes a lot of thinking.
I feel like it really cuts down on the size of the gift.
But are they, and I don't know this, but are the gifts, are they like theme-specific kind of thing each day?
Maybe people do that, but
gifts?
I tend to do the up-the-hill thing. So, like, the first night was the smallest gift.
Yeah, for sure.
And then the last night was like, all right,
here's something good.
Here's the fireworks, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. You could do it, like, as an adult, too. Like, it starts with a back rub, then a massage. We all know what
then
the
a barn swallow.
Now, if you're a kid, it'll be cool because you could do like Star Wars figures or something. You're like, collect one every night.
My parents would have got me like eight stormtroopers, and it'll piss me off. Yeah.
Here, IG-88. You shouldn't have.
Jar Jar Binks. Cool. Hello.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Richard, welcome to the men's room.
Hola,
fella. Hola.
Hola.
Richard, are you sober or not sober?
I am not sober. I'm still at work.
You're not sober. You're still at work. Explain how that works. So you're drunk at work?
I'm sober.
Oh, you're sober.
We thought you said I'm not sober because I'm still at work. Like, damn. Golly,
good for you. All right, our men's room poll you're going to dress is what? Are you taking Barney, Robin, Jar Jar Binks, or a cardboard chocolate bar?
I think I'll have to go Boy Wonder, Robin.
Robin it is.
Mm. Man.
Okay. What is Robin's power? What does Robin do?
He doesn't have a power.
Batman's sidekick. That's his power.
Look, Batman doesn't have a power. He's just rich, but he is smart and has his gadgets and he can fight his ass off, all right? Robin, I don't know why you bring him along. He can fight okay.
He just gets in trouble. Like, he's always, you know, dangling over the tub of hot goo as
Didn't
well.
Didn't he, I think he was part of a circus or something, like his parents were...
Yeah, the Flying Willend... No, the Flying...
But the equivalent of that, right?
Right, and they
died. So there's
die.
No superpowers. He just has really good balance.
But I mean, again, Batman doesn't have powers either. He just has
But
toys.
He's tough.
Money, but he's got money.
Look, man, I've met guys at the bar where I'm like, he has no superpowers, but he would beat the piss out of me in a heartbeat. That's kind of Batman, right? He's the guy that says, look, no, I'm not Superman. Do you want to try this? And I say, okay. No. And then there's Robin where you're like, dude, sit down and shut up before you get yourself.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
Robin possesses no known superhuman powers.
No.
But instead relies on his peak physical conditioning.
But he still can't fight.
Yeah, though being not known to have a high-caliber figure as a previous Robins, he is far more developed than men twice his age and extremely agile while being very strong as well.
I don't know.
So it's like a gymnast.
He helps out Batman once in a while.
I mean, sure.
Like, I've seen him stuck somewhere and he had to grab something off Batman's belt.
I feel he's got great reflexes, stamina, and strength.
He helps Batman in the sense of Batman has to beat up 7 people, but because Robin's there, he only has to beat up 6 of them.
It seems incredibly brilliant as far as technology, history, and knowledge on several miscellaneous subjects.
Robin's struggling with somebody.
Robin distracts one of them, and while Batman takes out the other 6.
Oh,
right.
Batman, a little help?
A little help, please. No help.
Nah.
No help now.
All right, Richard, your question. In what country would you find the world's oldest golf course?
Oh, yeah.
Ireland.
Oh,
close.
Scotland.
Scotland.
Ironically, it's St. Andrews.
St. Andrews. Why is that ironic?
Oh, just the news today, brother.
Oh.
Yeah. Think I'll even lose the golf course.
When I was at that race talking with those Scottish people, they were like, well, we kind of live up near, like, you ever heard of St. Andrews? And I just go, the birthplace of golf? Mm. Yes.
Yes.
You got to listen to Robin Williams' skit on how golf was made. That's pretty hilarious.
Man, I've seen that once. I don't remember it, but I do remember seeing that and laughing my ass off.
Oh, it's funny.
All right, your question. How many valves are on a bugle?
3.
And none. It's a trumpet.
There's
the bugle has none.
Oh, the bugle.
Bugle.
I thought the French horn.
How do you confuse the bugle with the French horn?
I got my brass mixed up.
So the bugle is just based on how you pitch air through it?
Yes.
Yeah, it's like a kazoo.
Okay.
All right.
That's what plays at Reveille and whatnot.
I was going to say, that's what they do, right?
So it's like that thing that Peter Frampton puts in his mouth. They're like, do you think?
Yeah, kind of.
Jerry Cantrell, too.
What is it called? The voice box.
Talk
box.
You struggled with that one, Mouse.
What's that, the voice box?
Yeah,
you did.
Struggling for 6 months.
All right, your question. What's the name of the Seattle hospital where Grey's Anatomy was set in the first few seasons?
Is it real?
It is not.
Oh, I'm out.
Pacific Hospital. I don't know.
It's not a bad guess.
It's pretty much that generic.
Isn't it Seattle Grace?
Seattle Grace Hospital, yes.
Don't watch Grey's Anatomy.
You shouldn't.
You don't need to. You haven't missed anything in the last 430 years that it's been on.
They have a lot of sex.
Mm-hmm. All right. Your question. What Ohio city is named for a Roman general famed for leaving his troops and retiring to his farm? I'll give you a hint. They do have an NFL franchise.
So all right.
Narrows
so
it down
one
to two. Yeah.
Cleveland.
The other one.
It's Cincinnati.
Cincinnati.
That's a name of a person?
Yeah. It was like a Roman dude, and his name was like Cincinnati.
Well, that makes sense, because it ends in a vowel, so it's Italian.
But it was something like Cincinnatus, I think was the guy's name. And he was a general, apparently pretty good. Then he's just like, I'm done. Going to the farm.
And he retired to Cincinnati.
Well, they named the city after a guy who deserted his troops.
Right.
I'm like, that, okay.
You know what? I'm done. Peace out.
Yeah, they also named a city after a guy that did not discover America.
Yeah, that's a good point. I'm in India.
My heavens.
Give him a town.
Hey, dude, seriously. Guys,
good,
I went all the way to India.
You're good. I think he actually landed in Puerto Rico.
I was about to say, he wasn't even here, was he?
No, he's in the Caribbean.
Yeah,
but it's a good thing. Because he was like the dictator during crisis and this and that.
He was Cincinnati.
Right. So it's like, I'm just reading it. It says he returned to a small farm, a story that made him a symbol of civic virtue.
Ah, okay. Which is what I think when I think of Cincinnati.
I choose civic to not be a douche.
Yeah, so it wasn't like he just was like, good luck with the battle, boys.
Well, you ruined my theory. Thanks.
Later.
He also invented the chili.
Yeah, Cincinnati chili. Put a little chocolate in it.
I'm going to name it after this skyline.
What were you saying about the fact that you can't twirl that chili? Why is that?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I asked Mike. I saw somebody eating it the other day, and the other guy was like, I guess it's a faux pas to twist the skyline spaghetti.
Like you would traditionally eat spaghetti.
Oh, really?
Right. Yeah, I guess they cut it up with a fork and knife, and you just kind of scoop it in. Yeah.
It sounds better every time it's described.
I still really want to try it, but I would definitely twirl.
I can't help it.
And I did.
You twirled it?
Yeah. But I was in the safety of my hotel room, so I didn't know that it was. It was fine, honestly. It's good.
Okay,
was good.
Would you recommend it or just
at least once? Worth the novelty.
I've got a can of it in my cupboard at home.
Okay,
because our boss, he's from there.
Oh, that's right.
He brought a can in.
All right, your question, Richard. The 1997 song "Bittersweet Symphony" by The Verve samples an orchestral version of the song "The Last Time." By what classic rock band? It actually led to a lawsuit.
Classic rock band.
They're still around. They still tour, which is amazing.
I'm going to go Aerosmith.
Not a bad guess.
Is it prog rock or is it rock rock?
It's rock rock.
So it's not like the Moody Blues or some crap like
that? Nothing like that. It's pretty stripped down to straight ahead rock and roll. They've been around for a million years.
It's not the symphony part of it, right?
Not the symphony part.
Is it AC/DC?
It is the Rolling Stones.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, so it actually led to a lawsuit. Mick Jagger and Keith Richards, they got songwriting credits.
Okay.
Originally, they didn't, but after the lawsuit, and that way they could get the royalties from it.
Yeah.
All right, your question. How many lifeboats were on board the unsinkable Titanic?
12.
Isn't it 20 boats?
20.
20?
How many should they have had?
A lot more, but
enough
I'm not
for all
sure.
The passengers.
It covered basically like half or maybe a quarter of the passengers.
That's
And then even then, they were underloading them to get
right,
them off.
Like half full.
We need room for the first class passengers. Mm. We don't want them rubbing elbows.
You know, because it was unsinkable, so they didn't have to worry about that, Mike.
That was kind of their theory. It's like, look, this thing ain't going down anyway. We don't need to waste a bunch of space with lifeboats.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Richard, your question. Well, I'm sorry. Who was the first voice of Mickey Mouse?
Walt Disney.
Got it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Well done.
More on Big Tevin coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.